time to tune in and keep your station locked. One gon' guarantee to make your head knock. From 8 all the way to 10 o'clock, we gon' rock. R&B and hip hop, banging nonstop. From Sacramento, California to the Great Lakes. Heavy rotation, syndication to 50 states. Alabama to Montana, New York to Indiana. Texas to Chi-Town, LA to Atlanta. We open doors for locos to promo. If you didn't know, I'm already bi-coastal. I spit verses that put rappers in hearses. Dump them in the dirt, 6 feet under the earth's surface. Lyrical murder for hire, money ain't the purpose. I'm serving rappers, three-piece combos like churches.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power, and the come next. Last time that I checked, I've been self-made from the dribble. I was been saying I'm a killer. Nah, playing no games with you. Pop clutch, switch lanes on you. I laid down the game for you. Taught you how to charge more than what they pay for you. The whole thing for you. Reinvest, double up, then explain for you. It gotta be love. Run the city, it gotta be cut. Just for the pieces, I took off the Monopoly board. Hey, y'all false claims, it gotta be fraud. Just keep the hood about your mouth and you gotta be charged. I doubled up, tripled up, what? Banged on the whole game, I ain't give a nobody tripping, handle business, got my digits up. And when I drop, you know I'm about to. It was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power, and the come next. Last time that I checked, no fly, no cosign. I ain't need radio to do mine. I done fine, and I take my time. Take my tribe, every level that I crossed in this game, like state lines, it was visionary. Either I'm genius or you scary. Maybe it's both in this balance I deliver daily. For every in these streets, trying to feed the babies. The single mama's working hard not to miss a payment. And dirty money get washed on royalty statements. Black owners in this game, a powerful race. Young in the set, just doing it makeshift. Out the garage, how you end up in charge, it's how you end up in penthouses, end up in cars, it's how you start off a curse, start but end up a boss, it's how you win the whole thing and lift up a cigar with sweat dripping down your face, cause the mission was last fun. Time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck, it was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set, make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power, and the come next.
Last time that I checked, I got the front and in the back. We on the way and that's a fact. This real, this ain't rap. Where everybody wanna act pro-black. The last lie you heard, this ain't that. Just that, I did made it out the gutter. It's shit nip, told you the middle man. I told you wearing they clothes, I wear my own. Y'all get on, y'all label, I own my own. Hey, man, I remember all that game you throw me. Don't f*** around and get played by the label owners. Talk that issue to these Adrian Broner. But secure the window, don't let the game over. Cause when this game over, it's when the game over. And all they do is play the game till this game over. And you be giving game like a big brother mission. Never let them take it from us.
Last time that I checked, it was 5 chains on my neck. It was no smut on my rep. Last time that I checked, I was selling zones in the set. Make a quarter mil, no sweat. Last time that I checked, I'm the street's voice out west. Legendary self-made progress. Last time that I checked, first you get the money, then respect, then the power, and the come next. Last time that I checked.
Chi-Town's very own DJ Vegas.
That's on me, baby. switch if you wanna, but not on me, baby. And no, I ain't taking no loss. Yeah, I got heat, baby. No, I don't know nothing about those. No, I don't sleep, baby. You niggas ain't got for me. Yeah, I'm on leave, baby.
I hired the strippers Patino, mixing B-Long with Valentino. I wore a pinky ring just for the vino. I keep a G like it's Chinchinos. I take the beat just like I'm Devo. I shoot my shot like a free throw. Opportunity when knocking at your throat, but nigga was blocking the keyhole. 1.5 on the wedding. I bet she never forget it. I bet you niggas are deadly. 200 less than spaghetti. I got my niggas on call. You got some niggas on style. Pay no attention to y'all. Got you a cushion to fall. Rich up me up, yeah. That's on me, baby. They call 150. And I bought 3, baby. You know what's going on. Stop chasing me, baby. I'm the big dog. You need to flee, baby.
Yellow bees in my dog. See how this shit I got on with a splash of expensive cologne. Got her all in the zone. Slurping the sis in the moan. Switch up a hit in the home and she want it. Be gone for a while, it be on in a moment. Don't rap at me, walk right up on the opponent. From rapping to trapping, I'm truly the king. It's still trying to see how I do everything. From movies to business to politics, real estate. Used to take risks with on the interstate. Now I make moves to make sure my kids are straight. Hold up, let me get this straight. A giraffe shouldn't be worried about the ways of a turtle. One eat from the trees and one eat from the dirt. You tough on your son, but you timid in person. Counterfeit shit get paid for your verses.
Be so good, make her go on a perk. Then how I found out Pee Wee went in the purse. Now all of the man is all I deserve. Came in the I had in my way. Go down for respect, let your dad out the way. Looking for smoke, you can have it your way. For patience to spare, I don't have it to play. And beside that, down trap on the way.
On me. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. These niggas be lying on me. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
Hey, race on me, I keep the blue strip.
Blue strip.
She licking on me like Cool Whip.
What?
Left my home, got a new Bentley on my truck. Ooh, might get the lamb truck too. Someone got a new chopper, finna shoot. Got a bitch jumping through the hoops. Got a money racket to the roof. I got your girl, she on me. She bad, I can leave her lonely. Why the roadie looking phony? Why the trying to clone me? Drip, I get that thing on my hip. She bad, might get a tip. Honey's on me, make a flip. Ooh, she slipping like spring water. You a trick, but a bag on her. I can't trip, I got cash on me. I was broke, had no racks on me. Ooh, pull out like the men in black. Made back in the back of the back. I was broke, had to keep me in check. She was calling, so I might call her back.
My dog front of me a 9, I ain't never look back. Never look back. Keep in the mood, same look like cook crack. Wait, oh wait. B&G laying on the G, shoot a quarter key. Watch cost cover beats. Got me using took a ladder straight across state line. State line. My dog just hit me from the fed. Talk to him on FaceTime.
Hello?
Yeah. Staying on the G. Check the streets waiting on the G. G. My room by the pump. That like Don P. Go hard, no sleep.
No sleep.
Valentino's on my feet. Real hustler. 1.5 on the counter next week.
Damn.
That's the way I was raised. Keep it G, baby.
G, baby.
That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. Keep that out of on me. Yeah, that's on me, baby. That's on me, baby. That's on me, baby.
Don't play on my contract. They got heaving. They go on clip with them chops. Dirty D, baby. We on that Miley water. We don't sleep, baby. I hit your daughter. I'm the father. That's on me, baby.
So if I tell you I ain't got it, don't be trying to count my pockets.
I got a whole lot of fame.
They love me,
they love me.
The baddest up in the club for me.
Facts.
And that's on me,
that's on
me. Trying to stack these commas. Yellow bees and all, they ain't see this coming. This stack blue, no, you see these homies. Ball out of winter, we gon' stack in the summer. All she ever wanted was a trap boy. I used to wanna be did it like bad boy. Instead, I had glad bags and a dashboard. Hood still trying to get a passport. We dripping in water. You better watch where you walking. I know you heard some stories. I've been the man since Carter. Now you can snooze if you want it. I'll be in your dream, baby. That Glock on me, baby. I was selling rocks at 13, baby. My niggas don't like out of 7. some cheddar. I send him some pictures, I send him some letters. I'm stacking this cheddar, I'm back and I'm better. I'm slicker than leather. Red bottom stepping on flies and feathers. Can get you whatever, anytime, whenever. They digging, gotta buy a new shovel. I'm high in the sky trying to find the weather. Snooze if you want, you gon' die if you try.
That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah. That's on me, baby, yeah.
My job is all white, right? Couldn't hit it if it had eyes. Lanes can't call and you lying. You had it and you lost it, all the shine. I can buy a Bentley, don't talk to me. For a show 150, don't talk to me. You ain't never helped your mans, don't talk to me. You just follow all the trends, don't talk to me. I set the bar, I'm the bar. Look in the sky, I'm a star. I don't fall in love cause I be loving hard. Do everything like my shirt, it's a large. I don't care, I crush a ghost. Got two cribs and two states, I be doing the most. I got white folks money that I won't blow. And if you ask why, cause the white folks don't.
Big bank, tight, low buy, buy. Big bank, tight, low buy, buy. Type of money you gon' need a sight. Type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank, tight, low buy. Big bank, tight, low buy.
Everything proper, no propaganda. Tropicana, go yard, bandana. Big sack, a lot of like Santa. Threw a birthday party in a phantom. Big like a dinosaur did it. And you know, down like acrylic. Yeah, I sold dope and had cornrows. I can see you hang with the door closed. Now I'm looking for a glove with a sparkle on it. And my CBD got chocolate on it. Big bank take small. Bank account on some tall. Attitude on some you too. Bank roll on what it do, boo. Meet me at the roulette vibe. And if I ain't did it yet, I'll try.
Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Type of money you gon' need a sight. Type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank, tight, low bank. Big bank, tight, low bank.
She said, what you gon' do if I leave? I said, I'ma do me. B-I-G, everything zoomed in. Big bag on me looking like I'm moving in. Got my foot in the door and we still here. I'm a first generation millionaire. I broke the curse of my family not having. I'm passionate like girls that's after more than just cash and. Feed me to the wolves, now I lead the pack and. You boys all cap, I'm more Colin Kaepernick. I'm rare as affordable healthcare. Or going to wealth from welfare. I turn my W's to M's, yeah, I flip those. I might buy a red bottoms with the crypto. 3 coins, that'll pay your whole semester. But you gotta ride it better than a Tesla.
Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Type of money you gon' need a sight. The type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy.
Back again, back to back, made back, stack the M's. Told him I'm a Slim Shady, bag the M. Once he go black, he'll be back again. Tell him that it's crunch time abdomen. Yes, I caught Mad Chanel and Mad Javin. She did it again, imagine them. About to make these bumps mad again. Uh-oh. Back to them. I lead the pack, so my back to them. Yup, the queen's back, what's happening? Rerun, about to make these rap again. Diamond chains on my ankle. Young money in the cut like a shank doll. Tell tip rubber bands on my bankroll. Show my like a thank.
Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Type of money you gon' need a sight. Type of money you gon' need to buy. From the hood, this type of money make you stay away. Type of money she gon' let you put it in a bag. Big bank tight, low buy, buy. Big bank tight, low buy, buy.
It's another one. I got that juice,
juice.
New AP. She got that juice,
juice, juice.
She got that squeeze. She got that wet,
wet.
I'm on them skis. I got it drip,
drip.
I'm overseas. B R I P P I N G. I got that B V S I C E.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Feel like a cool juice.
Juice, juice.
Blame it on my jewel. I got
Got stones on my neck, ooh. Blood on my set, ooh. Water on my wrist, drip. Put glitter on my drip. My ex was a waitress, so I gave her a tip, ooh. My ex the lame, now she working double shifts.
No juice.
My money ain't the same, you a lame, get it cut, ooh. I did 10 million in ooh. Months, not a year,
juice.
I get 50 racks ooh. In the club to a pill,
juice.
I blew 2 mil on my dog for a pill,
I got that juice. New AP, she got that juice,
juice.
She got that squeeze, she got that wet,
wet.
I'm on them skis, I got that drip,
drip.
I'm overseas.
B-R-I-P-P-I-N-G, I got that V-V-S-I-C-E.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Look like a cool
juice,
juice. I'm living on my
jewel.
Hey,
juice.
Bright banana, juice. Push fresh
juice.
Out the runway.
Okay.
Monkey,
monkey.
I think y'all all bait.
Wow.
If I see you
juice.
On speech, on my Cardi B.
Juice.
Shorty got it night night, put your in the sleep.
Woo, woo. Juice.
And my label say I got the juice.
Juice.
Hold up. Hey, yo, got it, who out hot is
yo.
You? Little boy talking money, know there's too much juice.
Juice.
You may see me
juice.
With security, but no, I'm the
juice.
One shoot.
I've
been a boss all my life, I
juice.
Made a millionaire or two.
Juice.
And you may see me in a coupe
juice.
With a disappearing roof.
Ooh.
I had packs,
facts.
I got plaques,
facts.
You get tax for
facts.
The juice.
Facts.
If you ask, you get facts.
Facts.
I'm in sex
facts.
With your boo.
I got that
juice. New AP. She got that juice.
Juice. Juice.
She got that squeeze. She got that wet.
Wet.
I'm on them skis. I got it
drip, drip.
I'm overseas.
B-R-I-P-P-I-N-G.
I got that V-V-S-I-C-E.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Look like a cool
juice,
juice, juice. Blame it on my
jewel.
Tryna get my coins up. Coppers run up on us and we turn a Jackie joiner. White man kill a black man, they never report us. Black man kill a white man, they gon' start a war. Mama, she was tore up, sippin' on that absolute. Young brainwashed, they just wanna rap and hoop. Could've been a lawyer, until they came and shackled you. Felons on your record, so them jobs ain't getting back at you. Them kids ain't eat yet, so you can't even sleep yet. That's the only thing we ever saw, we repeat that. They was playing ball, fought them hard, said I'd be back. Broad day, threw his life away, soon as he clapped. Get that boy a license, made his mama relax. Damn, they don't understand. Coming from the bottom, it's so hard to make a plan. Know them kids beefing, they let it get out of hand. OGs never told us nothing in advance. Young, killing young, it's like the clan, I said. Told my young, you the man, I said. Cause you don't wanna end up like my man, Hawkman. Praying 5 times a day, prostration on his head. Screaming, it's your law that he'll make it to the feds. Caught up in the system, visit from his sister. Talking about all this, how they ain't even with him. Said that they would ride or die, but it ain't even in them. Always posting on the gram, they ain't sending pictures. Never answer when you call, but answer for them. Got you thinking twice, damn, I should have been a witness. That's none of my business, just telling my story. All guts, no glory, been going on before me. With slaves in the 40s, still slaves in the present. No toys for Christmas. Ain't get us no presents. Only made us evil, made us hungry, made us desperate. Youngin' in the ninth grade, he got a Smith and Wesson. Grew up with the goons, now he need protection. He dropped out of school, then he got arrested. Lord, with a blessing, I just us hope he learned his lesson. They told us if we go to jail, we would be respected. They told us if we make a sale, we would run a check-in. Throwing rock out in that field, he got intercepted. He stumbled, he fumbled. Just rumble. They told you to hustle. Don't love you.
Young black American, nah nah. Wanna live like the fair skin, nah nah. Fall to the paradigm, nah nah. Occupied on that Maryland, nah nah. The prophecies of the wild, no church. My uncle said stop, no skirts. It's kinda crazy, there's another world on the other side of town. Pastor rolling up in that robe, pulling up in that Holy Ghost, preaching while dying by the Bible code. The destruction, the hate, the instruction, my faith, my prayers, my faith will never be the same. Young black America, young black America, young black America.
America. Hey, I want the youngsters to know we playing rap tonight, but we also want to talk to you and get to your heart. Because one thing I know and two things for sure, in my city, it's going down. We got Mozzie and Filthy Rich putting out these videos at all-time high, talking about you ain't got a body lately, and all that's doing is stirring up these youngsters while it get hot. And see, when it get hot, you doing what you doing, it don't mix. I'm just saying now. I'm just saying, man. One thing I know and two things for sure, you got to love yourself before you can love somebody else. And I'm going to need you to do that. Matter of fact, I'm going to go to the phone line one time for your mind. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, brother DJ? How you doing?
Oh, man, we still in the lab, man. And so we in here tonight talking about new school, old school rap, right? And the reason I put that out there is always a reason, man. So I was walking out of school today and had to check on a few of my youth. And I heard a lot of cussing and fighting and arguing in the hallway. And so I walked down there, man. It's a little seven-year-old talking to a nine-year-old. And that seven-year-old had more vocabulary than I do. And it wasn't the right vocabulary to be at school with. And so I'm like, hey, man, cut all that yelling out. Cut all that cussing out. Who taught you how to cuss? He said, I listen to rap. I said, oh, Lord Jesus. So today I decided, because of that, it always something I run into that make me put up one of these topics. And so I had to sit for a minute and talk with the young brother. He needs some help, you know. He needs some help, and I'm asking all those that's around him and surround him to touch his life, because he watching TV and watching everything on that TV, and he acted out at school, man. I had about 10 minutes of his time, man, and he couldn't sit still. But as long as I let him talk how he wanted to talk, or he was standing there, but he was twitching while he was talking and looking all around. And I'm like, no, young man, look at me. He could never look at me. And so I'm like, wow, we got to work on our youth, man. Talk about it, man.
Well, when I think about, when I go back to the back, you know, to the Black Panther movement, it was intertwined with, I'm going to say, the one of the first MCs that I knew of, because now it actually has transpired a transition from hip hop to what you call rap, basically where somebody just holding the microphone. But back in the day, it was multifaceted functions. You know, people used to dance. People had aspirations to DJ, you know, the real DJing. And, you know, you had people that were emceeing. And also, you know, the quote-unquote lyricists. So, you know, what has happened in our culture is those people that basically encourage and authorize the function of our culture, because we don't own our culture. Now, these are aspects of our culture, rap, some may call it hip-hop today, the beats, you know, whatever it is, they are aspects of our culture. But I'm going to say it has turned in, because culture, we have to remember that culture are things, you know, that we do to kind of keep ourselves alive. They support living, right? That's what culture does. But our culture, or what this is basically being an anti-culture. You know, you remember about the songs in the earlier 80s, mid-80s. You know, of course, sometimes we get out of line, but I remember that there were still rappers or MCs that spoke about positive things and where it wasn't so corny and lame. You know, but if you rap about something positive nowadays, the majority of the kids, like you say, even the 7 and 9 year old, they'll probably look at that, oh man, they're so corny, they're so whack, because they're not cursing. And a lot of times the kid is doing, you know, probably what he emulates from, you know, the parent. And that's why I tell a lot of parents, it is very important that you don't play a lot of this crap around your children. You know, it's a time and a place for everything. And, you know, again, like I said, going back to the Black Panther Party, I can remember James Brown. He was one of the first MCs that I knew of, you know, because a lot of people may say, well, this person, Sugar Hill Gang, was the first MCs, or Run DMC were the first MCs, but James Brown really was. And you go back and listen to some of his music, that's what he was doing. He was doing poetry. He was rapping or rhyming. He was he had rhythm. He was on beat. And he was actually saying, like, phrases. You know, he'll have punchlines. So this was the same thing that we see in modern-day rap or modern-day hip-hop. But the thing is that back in the day where you had a lot of the Black Power, and I can remember James Brown saying Black Power. Now, although some people may not feel like he followed it all the way through, I can definitely remember he, you know, supporting and screaming that Black Power and thinking about how that was a reflection of what we see in the Black Panther Party. And when we're talking about politics, politics is what we as a people should be, something we should be supporting, right? Because that is going to basically mirror our power or what we support that will get us power. You understand? They're supposed to stay certain things that are going to represent us. And that's what we are now. We'll support, and even our older people, we'll support this trash, but it doesn't represent us in a positive light. So it's like now we are blind, and even with the listener, we have become blinded, and where we are basically like mummies. Rather than being the multifaceted hip-hop culture where we can do many things, we are wrapped up now. When you say rap, that's what, you know, sometimes I say, well, we have become wrapped like a mummy. You can hardly move. You don't have any vibration. You know, it's symbolic to death. Mummy, rap, right? So now, rather than our music having any type of substantial inspiration to our children, right? Because that's who it's going to get. It's been, hip-hop has been, you know, propelled by the children for the longest, like the whole time. You understand? Or the youngsters. So now guess what our young children are getting? Is this filthy trash that the producers, this is what the actual record labels are wanting. Because it's not a surprise to me that the industrial prison complex are actually dumping money into the pockets of those executives over at those record labels to get us to get behind these ignorant-ass policies. Excuse my language. But getting behind these ignorant policies, oh, let me drink up this cough syrup. Let me go out here and snort powder. Let me go out here and do any drug. So rather than our community being, you know, reflected in a positive light, this is the kind of thing that you get. So if these kids were speaking like that in front of adults, in front of supervision, imagine some of the conversations they're having behind closed doors when it's only them and their peers. You understand? This is a reality, and it's something that's ongoing. You understand? It's something that's ongoing. So us as a people, we're going to have to say, we're going to sit down at the drawing board and say, and those of us, the parents, the participants, the children, we're going to sit down and say, well, hey, we're going to have to start dumping our money and start controlling the way our culture is going to go. Because those Mexican folks, the Spanish people, Hispanic people, they aren't going to let somebody, an outsider, come and control their culture. No, they're not. European isn't going to allow anybody to come and control his country music or whatever type of, you know, whatever aspect. But hip-hop or rap has become a multi-billion dollar, genre of music. It sells all types of things, whether it be Mercedes, the Bentleys, whether it be diamonds. Hip-hop does this. I can't think of any other music that does this in the way that hip-hop does. Just bought a Cadillac, throw some D's on it. That we are marketing for these corporations. You understand? That's why it's not funny that we go out and we see, you know, the local brother that's in our area with a Mr. Goodbar car, Black and Mild car with big rims. Guess what? Black and Mild, Mr. Goodbar, Eminem, they're getting free publicity. We're going to do our cars and do, you know, and this is all, so we have to pay attention, and we have to get back into our arts. It's very important. We have to get back into our arts. We have to get back into dancing. Get back into not just rapping hardcore, talking about killing somebody. You understand? We have to talk about supporting our women in our music. Because rather than entertainment, this should be edutainment, where it is a form of education and entertainment. And that doesn't mean that we're going to sit down and lecture your head off where it's going to be boring. No, we're going to put some good flow over some good music, some good choruses, good singing, all of that. But we're going to talk about something good. But the thing is that when we put it out, we're going to need supporters. We're going to need voters. We're going to need people that stand beside these policies and saying that, hey, this is what I want for my children. I want my children to listen to positive stuff, talking about how to eat right, how to take care of his mother, how to take care of his sister, how to protect this community. But until us, the listener or the consumer or i.e. the voter, start casting our ballot in this area and saying, hey, I'm not going to have this trash in my community. We're going to go against that. But we go too much. You even got 50, 60-year-old cats out here that rather than going against it, they going with it. They got their hat to the back, pants sagging. You understand? So when our kids are seeing that are 10 years old, they say, like, well, hey, I might as well go out and do it. You know, it's going to have to be a community effort to get our culture back up to the way, to the place that it should be, that where it could be substantially fortifying who we truly are and where we are wanting to go. Right now, it's just only enough fortification to send us to quote unquote hell. You know, it's basically putting us at a place where we're gonna go out there and kill each other, where we're gonna go out there and rape our women. We're gonna go out there and do something crazy rather than listening to the lyrics. And before I did something crazy, I heard something in this lyric because the lyrics were positive, and it helped stop me from doing something stupid. Now we got kids that are about to do something stupid, and then they're listening to the radio. Guess what? That'll only help them further validate what they're doing. They're going to say, well, hey, Future did it. Future popping pills, and he's a millionaire. He's living. Well, let me go out here and pop me some pills then. But again, it shouldn't be a surprise, because this is what the system should be doing. This is what they should be doing in order to keep us down, because they know that as soon as we come up, we're no longer going to be the consumers to their $1 trillion economy. $1 trillion a year that we spend. We're not going to be worthy. We're going to now start saying, hey, I'm not going to go out there and buy Jordans. I'm not going to go out here and spend the money in the stupid way that you are encouraging. You know, so that's why it's very important for them to put out music, for them to actually hire black people that come from the hood that can, you know, relate, where people can relate to them, but they're going to get them to promote this sickening message, and they're going to pay them a lot of money to do so, because they know when they do that, they're going to send a whole slew, a million or more people, the listeners, to jail. Because now we're thinking, well, hey, it's trap season. I'm going to go out here and trap, you know, the way some of these cats sing about selling drugs in there. You would almost think that it's legal, right? You would almost think that it's legal. Now, tell me, why hasn't, you know, there been a ban? I know we talk about freedom of speech, but in places like Chicago, where the gun violence is crazy, why wouldn't they just ban Farrakhan from Facebook? Why couldn't they didn't think about freedom of speech then, right? Why can't they ban that wicked message that's being put out? You know what I'm saying? And saying, well, hey, you can't talk about gun violence. You know, you can't rap about this type of stuff. You know, so I think when you go down the rabbit hole, it does go a little bit deeper, DJ One Gone.
Yes, sir. Hey, you said a mouthful, man, like I said. Plenty of times, we lose a lot of minds to the music. So when I say that, people are like, what do you mean we losing a lot of minds to the music? Yeah, because what's going in these young kids' mind is staying in their heart, man, and we losing them at an all-time high, man. These kids, they don't know no better. And if you don't show them no better, this is all they gonna know. And so, man, we need, like I said, we need, as OGs, YGs, whoever you want to be out there. If you see a shorty out there, man, grab him by the hand, man, and show him some love. Give him a book. If he can't read, start reading to him. And let him know that's where he's going to learn how to be who he is. It's through research and reading. And so I urge everyone, you know, to check in with them kids, man, before they check out. Hey, man, Shabazz, I want to thank you for calling, man. It's a beautiful thing when you come on, man. You lay it down so swell, and I know I got to tell you, thank you.
Oh, no, thank you, bro. That's what we supposed to do, man. Thank you for working with the youth, man. And, you know, keep up those good shows that are going to be inspiring and combating the message that we have to, you know, combat against, which is, you know, that we ain't Jack, or, you know, I'm going to go out here and kill my brother. So, you know, it's good to have platforms and arenas where we can speak about these topics. So thank you, brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, the number is 347-205-9722. That's 347-205. 9722. It's the wise words of One Gone Show, where the wisest words of One Gone can give you. Love yourself. Because if you can love yourself, you can find love to love everybody else. Let's keep the same thing going. Here's Andre 3000.
Does he know for certain? Does he know how you act when you pull back all the curtains? ends. Doogie think I'm too far cause I'm black and put them words in. Does he know his daughter might have caught a real merman? Yeah.
It's funny because we could shortchange you, but because we love you, we go that extra mile. Break it down for him, Andre. Uh-huh.
God can judge me.
Is that right?
Only God, baby. Nobody else.
Nobody else.
All you other motherfuckers, get out of my business.
Really?
Perhaps I was drawn to the facts. Fast in the back, I couldn't trust my own hope. Just a bunch of dirty rats. Will I succeed? Never know it from the weed. And hope is supposed to try to focus, but I can't see. And in my mind, I'm a blind man doing time. Look to my future, cause my past is all behind me. Is it a crime to fight for what is mine? Everybody's gone. Tell me what's the use in trying. I've been trapped since birth. Cautious, cause I'm cursed. And fantasies of my family in the hurt. And they say it's the white man I should fear. But it's my own kind doing all the killing here. I can't lie, ain't no love for the other side. Jealousy inside, make them wish to die. Oh my lord, tell me what I'm living for. Everybody's dropping, got me knocking on heaven's door. And all my memories of seeing brothers bleed. And everybody grieve, but still nobody sees. Recollect your thoughts, don't get caught up in the mix. Cause the media's full of dirty tricks. Only God can judge me.
Yeah, baby.
Only God can judge me.
Only God can judge me.
I hear the doctor standing over me, screaming, I can make it. Got a body full of bullet holes, laying here, naked still. I can't breathe, something's evil in my IV. Cause every time I breathe, I think they're killing me. I'm having nightmares, homicidal fantasies. I wake up strangling, dangling my bed seat. I call a nurse cause it hurts to reminisce. How did it come to this? I wish they didn't miss. Somebody help me, tell me where to go from here. Cause even thugs cry, but do the Lord care? Trying to remember, but it hurts. Can you save me? It's so deep, cause the street got our baby. We gotta eat, no more hesitation. Each and every black male strapped. And they wonder why we suicidal, running round strapped. Mr. Police, please try to see it. It's a million motherfuckers dressing just like me. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. Only God can judge. Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God can judge.
Only God. That which does not kill me can only make me stronger.
For real.
I don't see why everybody feels as though they gotta tell me how to live my life.
You know?
Let me live, baby. Let me live.
Pac, I feel ya. Keep serving it on the real. For instance, say a player hating Marcus out to kill ya. Would you be wrong for letting the shit to the pavement? He gon' get me first if I don't get him. Who start praying? Ain't no such thing as self-defense in the court of law. So judges, when we get to where we're going, we're in the cross. That's real. Got him, lift him, crept the fuck up on him. Sold a half a million tapes, now everybody want him. After talking behind my back like a bitch, it would. Telling them this is you could say the punk, I wish you would. It'd be the same motherfucker in your face that'll rush up in your place to get your safe. Knowing you on that paper chase, grass, glass, big screen and leather couch. My nigga, this shit so petty, already sold the Kia ounce. Remember Tupac and Forte, them same two brothers dodging bullets representing the Bay. Pac, when you was locked down, that's when I'll be around. Start climbing up the trunk, so sick, but they tried to clown. That's why they ride the bandwagon, still be dragging, selling lies. Don't think I don't see you haters, I know y'all in the sky.
Guess you figure you know me, cause I'm a thug that love to hit the late-night club, drinks and buzz. Been living lavish like a player all day. Now I'm about to floss some ball players, sit with Bote. Only God can judge.
death is coming back to this bitch reincarnated. That's what a homie meant. We about.
Low key, all this ice on, I got cold feet, my shorty bad, she she a trophy. She like to lay on me and call me cozy. Yeah.
Locked down on the sun like I'm used to it. Rainy you make it home like I'm used to it. Rainy you make it home, I got you to it. Rainy you make it home like I'm used to it.
All right.
Travel out one way or another. Yeah. One thing about love, they say it's blind. No matter where you're from, though, you're gonna bump into it one day. True.
All ends.
How much money you got?
A lot.
How many problems you got?
A lot.
How many people done doubted you?
A lot.
Left you out to rot?
A lot.
How many pray that you flock?
A lot.
How many lawyers you got?
A lot.
How many times you got shot?
A lot.
How many you shot?
A lot.
How many times did you ride?
A lot.
How many done died?
A lot.
How many times did you cheat?
A lot.
How many times did you lie?
A lot.
How many times did she leave?
A lot.
How many times did she cry?
A lot.
How many chances she done gave you? Around with these thighs?
A lot.
Back, I'm clapping on the bus, I'm a savage.
Throw it back like the paint gets challenged. Take him to the crib, then I push him on the sofa. Have his breath smelling like the mimosa. We ain't finished, tell him beat it up. Beat it and up. If the stop breathing, give us CPR. It's so sad, he think he's in my butt. I don't swallow plan B, I just swallow the dope, I'm the dope dealer. And if you're pretty good, certainly have to maintain the broke dope, nigga. Real bitch, real life, everybody game bang. No, they ain't real right. Since I came in the game, been a real one. Real one. And need it, she changed, I'm still one. All facts, no cap, no cap. Hype like that, like that. Ain't got no time for no subliminals. After a while, being paid just seems miserable. That. Yeah, say your name. Say your name. Yeah, bust down your thing, James. I make him go insane. I'm fucking with my red flag on him. When I come, I say gang, I'm a gang.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Bust down, Tatiana. I wanna see you bust down. Pick it up, now break that dish down.
Break it down,
speed it up, now slow that dish down. On the gang,
slow it down.
Bust it, bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gang.
Over.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Bust down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you bust down.
Over.
Pick it up, now break that dish down.
Break it down,
speed it up, now slow that dish down. On the gang,
slow it down.
Bust it,
bust down,
bust it, bust it, bust down on the gang.
Over.
Blue face, baby. Yeah, I'm every woman's fantasy. Mama always told me I was gonna break hearts. I guess it's her fault, stupid. Don't be mad at me.
Don't be mad at me.
I wanna see you buzz down.
Buzz down.
Bend that over on the gang.
Yeah, I
make that good clap. She threw it back, so I had to double back on the gang.
On the gang.
Smacking high off them drugs.
Off them drugs.
I tried to tell myself two times was enough. Then the ring and relapsed on the dead lows. Ain't no running, Tatiana. You gon' take these damn strokes.
Tatiana.
I beat the bitch up. Now it's a murder scene. Keep it your player, Tatiana. Like you ain't never even heard of me.
Full face, baby.
Buzz down, Tatiana. I wanna see you buzz down.
Buzz down.
It's over. Yeah,
it's over.
Now make that shit up on the gang. Now toot that thing up.
Toot it up.
Throw that bitch back. I need my issue on the dead
low. Buzz down, Tatiana. Buzz down, Tatiana. I wanna see you buzz down. Lick it up. Now slurp that shit down. Just get off, now throw that bitch down on the gang.
Slow it down,
bust it, bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the
gang.
Bust down, Tatiana.
Bust down, Tatiana.
I wanna see you bust down.
Over.
Pick it up, now break that bitch down.
Break it down,
speed it up, now slow that bitch down on the gang.
Slow it down,
bust it, bust down, bust it, bust it, bust down on the gang.
Over.
6 million ways to mob, choose one.
Hey, oh, hey, oh. You can't imagine the way that this cash feeling. Don't know what's harder, the first or the last million. My last album took care of my grandchildren. You try to win, crack your head on the glass ceiling. What it is, sick with it is. The way this money look, I be trying to Sony for years. Microdosing shrooms and I might just go pop it this. They see that black Rory, they know that it's one of his. Oh. Realest in the room, could fill a pool with all the alcohol that I consume. I'm coming this summer, yeah, safe to assume. I'm finna clean up using Golden State's broom. West Coast, real town business. Puma check just got clear, Merry Christmas. More sales, you catching more L's. I drove here in a scraper playing this on 412. It's all love, yeah, and it's never better.
Blue face, baby. Yeah, yeah,
I.
It's the face of the West Coast. Ben Mackin, I got more bitches than Petco. BVS is breaking and busting like the Metro. West Side Yankee, Midtown business. Yeah, I. Schoolyards to the children. Used to be broke, cash money got me healing. You can't show me how to make a meal till you make a million. Welcome to the West Coast. This the best coast. You can find the best hoes in the best show. Doing a dash and a ass and up and down Pico. Frico. My pants sagging till I'm meat show. Yikes. Welcome to the meat show. Two dudes. Big picture and a Glico.
Big picture and a Glico.
Yikes. I like my money in blue faces, baby. I like fucking on my boots. Call me.
You're in the mix with DJ One Gone.
Sugar Bear in the Morning, hello. It is a time for Community Corner. You know I like to feature people in, of, and for the community right here in Sacramento. And I have two very special guests here today to tell you about something that is absolutely awesome. Henry Hawthorne, he works with the administration of Hooked on Fishing, Not Violence, and also Mr. Tim, who is the CEO. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, thank you for having us, Sugar Bear. We appreciate it.
Man,
absolutely.
My pleasure. Thank you for being here today. Okay, so we have a mutual friend, Mr. Barry Boyd. Shout out to him.
Shout out to Barry.
Yeah,
shout out
he
to Barry.
Reached out to me because he knows that I do this segment about, you know, community, people in the community doing things and doing good things. So let's start there. You are from this community, correct?
Yes, yes. We're from this community, born and raised right here in South Sacramento.
Yeah.
My name is Timothy Poole. I'm the CEO of Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence, and this is...
I'm Henry Hawthorne. I'm also with Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence. I'm more of a guy that is in the background handling all the necessary administrative stuff because, you know, organizations can't run without some kind of administration.
There you go. So you're the grease to make the wheels turn.
That's right.
I like that. So from the city, first of all, let's talk about that a little bit because the city is growing a lot and the city has a lot to offer a lot of people. What would you say to that, being here, you know, as long as you've been and how the city has kind of progressed over the years?
Well, yeah, man. Sacramento's grown a lot, man, and a lot of our communities, which is neighborhoods, have sectioned off. It's so big that they sectioned off, and a lot of our kids is not able to see the whole city because of borderlines or out of bounds due to gang violence and neighborhood activity.
Yeah.
And so that's where our program comes about. I'm a victim of a violent crime myself, Sugar Bear. I was shot 5 times. I walk around with a bullet in my jaw every day.
Wow.
And it reminds me of why I do the work that I do with the community.
Yeah, man. See, and that's an inspiring story right there. You can reach it. You can reach a lot of people with that and telling people. Now, tell them about this program, Hooked on Fishing, Not Violence. I think this is fascinating because this, I've only been fishing once in my life.
Wow.
I know, and I am from the state of Michigan where all the lakes are.
Right.
So think about that. And so talk to about this program and how it works because I think it's fascinating.
So what we do is we register kids throughout the city, and what we do is give them a 4-week curriculum on what fishing is all about,
mm-hmm.
what's in your tackle box, how to string up a pole, what a net is used for, what a hook is used for.
Got
we
it.
Just go through the whole basic of what you need to know about fishing. Then we take them to the firehouse for a vest and safety training where they learn from the firemen about the water and the calmness of it. It looks calm on the top, but the undercurrent may take you as far as next city. So after we do that, we take them to the fish hatchery out at Nimbus Hatchery, and we let them go through a presentation with the people out there.
Right.
We also have a nature day where we just walk around the banks of the river and just pick up trash because a lot of trash is being left out there from picnickers and weekend warriors. And so we teach our youth that Mother Earth is a friend of ours and we need to help keep that clean.
Yeah.
We also go on a 3-day camping trip where we teach our kids how to pitch a tent, make a fire, and enjoy themselves on a 3-day camping trip. Now, there's no cabin involved. When they make their tents and they in their sleeping bags,
right.
they get a first hand on how to survive in the wilderness.
You know, the wilderness.
And so a lot of our kids hadn't even been out their neighborhood.
Yeah.
And so this is a big component of our program is getting them out of the city and letting them enjoy what I call getting them out the hood to do something good.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate the moment that you've given us here to talk about our program. Henry, you have something to say about the program?
Well, the program is a worthwhile program. It's been going on for years now. Registered back in 2016. And so we give the kids an opportunity to see different parts of the city that they hadn't had a chance to do before. And there's also a component where they pick up life skills. And sometimes life skills are something that they don't get exposed to simply because it's not part of the everyday curriculum at the school that they go to. So this also gives them a chance to interact with adults and, you know, pick up some life skills along the way.
That's amazing. I have a question to both of you. What has been the response from the parents, you know, when their kids, you know, are enrolled in this program? Is it great feedback? Because, you know, have you seen the demeanor change, so on and so forth?
Yes, sir. Hey, man. So I want to thank all the parents that entrust us with their youth.
Yeah.
As we go out on the water, camping and all that. We have mothers that come out and go through the whole class because they're interested in what we're doing with their child.
Yeah.
We've had some upside down cases where, you know, the youth that was sent to our program was sent. And so when you're sent somewhere, sometimes you don't want to go.
Right.
And you have a resistance already. Well, we've seen it go upside down to being a resistant to a reliever. And that what I mean by that, they're proud to be in our group. They sponsor our group.
That's
awesome. They speak on our group. And so we change lives. Not only that, we have a special component in our fishing program called Mr. Tim's Healing Circle. And what we've been doing for the last 5 years is going into these kids' homes because we only have them for 1 or 2 hours a week. And that's not enough for some of our children. A lot of our children don't have a father figure in the home. And so we play father, uncle, cousin, and we allow them to come into our setting, which is a safe space, and speak about how their day is and how can we help them in their day to make it to the next day. And so every Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 at the Fruit Ridge Collaborative in room 11, we have a space for any youth in Sacramento to come and unwind. We have a few refreshments for them because, you know, you can't go anywhere hungry and expect to get anything. Yeah. So, like I said, and the address there is 4625 44th Street at the old Fruit Ridge Elementary in room 11, 6 to 7:30. Every Wednesday, that's for all you youth out there.
Out there. Okay, and then the fishing program, tell them a little bit about that. If they want to get involved with that, what do they do?
So you can either go on our website at hookedonfishingnotonviolence.org, or you can call, that's hookedonfishingnotonviolence.org, or call our number. Our office number is 916-889-0105. That's 916-889-0105. And what the program starts on Saturday. We have an orientation on the first Saturday of May. We are starting our new class. We just graduated a class. I want to thank all our youth for coming out. That was a part of that. Mr. Bobo Walton, Mr. Dennis Frazier are our instructors, and Miss Cynthia Johnson are our instructors. We want to thank them for taking their time to come out every Saturday and be a part of these kids' life.
That's amazing, man. Thank you so much for sharing this. And parents, if you're out there listening, maybe you have a kid that's a little stressed out or, you know, their environment, there's a lot of peer pressure that they have to deal with. And, you know, their friends are trying to get them to do some things that you may not want them to do. And there's a lot of programs out here, but this one is one that I think that you should look into because fishing teaches you patience, correct?
Yes, sir.
And calm.
Yes, sir.
And so that's a life skill that you can take out into the world that these kids are in so you can have a little, you know what I mean, resolve before you make a decision that could be, you know, the wrong turn.
Yes, sir, Sugar Bear. You said a lot when you said that because what it is a lot of our children don't have the patience. We want our kids to go to school and get an education, but a lot of our kids come from homes that there's no patience in. And so they're a sponge. They'll soak up whatever is being put out. So I just ask that you parents pay attention to what you do in front of your children. Like my big mama said, you know, make sure you know what you're doing before you start doing it.
Good stuff right there. Okay, again, I'm going to post all this information up, parents, so you can, you know, get involved. I suggest that you look into what they're doing. Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence, and then also the prayer, the healing circle that you guys have on Wednesdays. I'm going to post all that details out so you can get into that. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you for giving back to our community
and our kids
and everybody out there. I think this is well needed, and I wanted to, as long as I have a platform, you got a place to get a word.
Right on. We appreciate it, man, and God bless everyone out there. May y'all stay safe. Mr. Tim from the Healing Circle, also Hooked on Fishing, Not on Violence, and this is
Henry Hawthorne saying, Godspeed, and hope you all have a great day.
There you go. Sugar Bear in the morning. Sugar Bear's Community Corner right here on Hot 103.5.
I mean, I want to move on, but I can't move on. It's like you got some kind of hold on me. I mean, I don't know. But I'm going to go ahead and talk about it. Listen. I'm sitting looking out the window like, trying to fix the situation that's at hand. It's still running through my mind when I'm knowing that you shouldn't be. Me all on your mind, I'm knowing that it couldn't be. Cause you ain't called, I ain't even appalled. I still got a lot of pain, I ain't dealt with it all. I've been running around with other chicks, I'm single and they loving it. I'm liking it, but I just want the one that I was in love with. That's not the end of it, I'm trying to let you go. I can't get a grip of it, is what I'm trying to let you know. You got a hold of some kind of control of me. I don't know what it is, but I gotta get you gone from me. I'm working at it and it ain't getting no better. Just trying to be like, yeah, forget it, whatever. Instead of staring out this glass, looking at this bad weather, I gotta pull myself together, cause
when I'm with somebody, all I think about is you.
Still love you to this day.